The Ottoman Empire, the greatest and most glorious empire of Islamic civilization, a just rule, a magnificent architectural style that still lives on today in the lands the Ottoman Empire once ruled, a unique model for the Western world with unprecedented achievements in art and culture. Founded in 1299, the Ottoman Empire survived for 624 years. Although almost unique in the vastness of the lands it ruled, it was still able to live on for a very long time. Surely there was an important reason for the unique strength of the Ottomans. The equality policy of the sultans, which stemmed from the Quranic moral values inherent in the administration. As a result of these Quranic moral values, the Ottomans ruled non-Muslims with justice and did not force them to convert. Without interfering with their social lives, education, forms of worship, or traditions, they made sure that these people could go on living according to their own customs. The sultans respected the people that lived in the countries they conquered. Ottoman sultans knew that helping anyone asking for help, even if that person were a non-Muslim, was a responsibility towards Allah. Believers are commanded to do this in the Quran. In one verse, Allah says, "I seek refuge in Allah from the accursed Satan. If any of the mushrikun ask you for protection, give them protection until they have heard the words of Allah. Then convey them to a place where they are safe. That is because they are a people who do not know."
The Ottoman sultans possessed the excellent moral values that our Lord has conveyed to us through the Quran and the Sunnah of the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. In everything they did, every decision they made, and every battle they fought, they looked up to the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. They always expressed their love for the Prophet Muhammad and encouraged people around to adopt the same good behavior. And Almighty Allah bestowed great success on this well-mannered, amiable, compassionate, and merciful people, and allowed them to carry out successful military campaigns, resulting in great victories and expansion of their lands. These victories and successes helped spread Islamic moral values over three continents for 600 years. A sultan known for his foresight, political and military genius, bravery and commitment to serve Islam, Sultan Mehmet the Conqueror. Although he ascended the throne when he was only 19, he enjoyed incredible successes. Under his rule, the empire spread to three continents, and many achievements were made in the political arena. The most important thing in his term was without doubt the capture of Istanbul. That was not important only for us, it was also very significant for European history. The capture of Istanbul marked the end of one era and the start of a new one. But for Sultan Mehmet the Conqueror, that achievement had a very different meaning. The following words of the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, meant a very great deal to him. "Certainly, Constantinople will be captured. How good is the commander who will capture it, and how good is his army?" The young Sultan thus showed his deep admiration for the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, by capturing Istanbul. In the days leading up to the capture of the city, he had the Rumeli fortress built so that it would resemble the name Muhammad in Arabic, and he even helped carry stones during the construction process. The conqueror's words right before the victory showed his deep enthusiasm. With the help of Allah and the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, we will save this city from the hands of the enemy. During the battle for Istanbul, each soldier fought tooth and nail to serve his holy religion and country. Many fought the enemy to the last drop of their blood, and in the end, among the roar of the cannonballs and takbirs, heralding the capture of the city, Byzantium fell and Istanbul was taken. The conqueror gave thanks to his Lord for allowing him to take the city and performed Salat al-Shukr, Salat of Gratitude. Allah states clearly in the Quran that He would help those striving on behalf of Islam. With Allah's approval in mind, the young Sultan set out on a journey and triumphed as a result. In one verse, Allah says, I seek refuge in Allah from the accursed Satan. You who believe, if you help Allah, He will help you and make your feet firm.
Sultan Mehmet
the Conqueror brought Islam's superior moral values, unprecedented justice and compassion to the lands he conquered.
He was not only fair and compassionate toward Muslims alone, but also to non-Muslims. For that reason, he is not only the conqueror of Istanbul, or these walls you see, but also of the hearts of all people, whether Muslim or not. The fact that many inhabitants of the conquered lands willingly submitted to the rule of the Sultan Mehmet the Conqueror also confirms this. The Byzantine administrator Grand Duke Notaras also confirmed this when he said he would prefer to see the Turkish turban in Istanbul to Latin hats. The Sultan made sure that people of different faiths could live peacefully together, worshipping in the way their various faiths required. Muslims and Christian scholars lived side by side in the palaces and consulted each other with the utmost respect in many fields of science. Sultan Mehmet attached great importance to education, policy, and social life, and this turned Istanbul into a world center of knowledge, science, arts, and culture. People with different faiths and traditions lived peacefully under just Ottoman rule for years, with no problems.
The most important fact contributing to the compassionate climate of the time was the imperial edict issued by Sultan Mehmet the Conqueror in 1463.
In this imperial edict, he described how the inhabitant of the conquered lands should be treated and made it clear that he would never compromise on Islamic values and would never allow anyone else to do so either. No one will be allowed to disturb or harm these people or their churches. Let them live peacefully in my empire, and let these people who are now immigrants live safely and freely. Let them return to their homelands within the borders of my empire and live in their monasteries. Neither a member of the royal family, nor my viziers, nor servants, nor the citizens of this empire will violate the honor of or hurt these people. No one is allowed to attack these people's lives, property, or churches, or to insult them or endanger them. And even if these people bring citizens of other countries to my country, these new people will enjoy the same rights. I swear by Allah, the Creator and Lord of the heavens and the earth, the Messenger of Allah, our Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, 124,000 prophets, and the sword I am wearing, that none of my citizens will contravene this as long as they are loyal to me and follow my commands. Sultan Mehmet the Conqueror acted in the light of his strong faith and the love he had for the Prophet Muhammad. He worked to spread the message of Islam and set a fine example to his successors. Sultan Selim the Stern.
Another Ottoman Sultan who devoted all his life to Islam and the unity and well-being of Muslims was Sultan Selim the Stern, who ushered in a glorious age of Turkish history. As soon as he ascended the throne, he worked for Islamic Union. He fought the dangers around and eliminated the threats surrounding Islam. As Caliph of the Muslims, he assumed the spiritual leadership, in other words, the Caliphate of the Islamic world. Thus the Caliphate was transferred to the Ottoman Empire, restoring the glory of this most important institution. Just like the sultans before him, he united people of different faiths living in Ottoman lands under his rule and protection. He acted with justice toward the people he ruled, and he made sure that they lived happily together. Sultan Selim won many victories during his 8-year rule. He captured Mecca, Medina, and Jerusalem, and expanded the empire for thousands of square kilometers in Asia, Europe, and Africa. After ensuring Islamic Union, he turned to the West to spread the message of Islam. He made it clear that all his works were for Allah's approval only, in the following words: "I want to conquer all the world for Allah's approval." With his strong faith, he trained his soldiers and called them the army of the Prophet. This love and respect he had for the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, made him his caliph. Another sign of this strong love was the fact that he brought the holy relics of the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, to the Hirkay Sadit at Topkapi Palace. During their transportation from Egypt, he made sure that the Quran was recited throughout the journey, and he personally dealt with the construction of the Hirkay Sadit. He was very careful with regard to the transportation of these relics and their installation in the palace. The following words of his, which he spoke when he conquered the Holy Lands, prove that his unique and strong love for the Prophet Muhammad also incorporated a deep respect. "We are not the rulers, but the servants of these holy lands." The Ottomans called the governors of the Holy Lands the guardians of Medina, proving that they were committed to keep their promise. Sultan Selim the Stern expressed his loyalty to Allah at every opportunity and asked for help from our Lord before every military campaign and battle. "My Lord, please help and protect us with your infinite might, and also send the Ummah the help of the Prophet Muhammad." Also an important artist, Sultan Selim the Stern had many mosques, masjids, madrasas, baths, and fountains built all across the imperial lands. As a natural result of his interest in education and science, the Sultan had great love for scholars too. Before making a decision, he always consulted scholars and then made up his mind. With the respect and value he attached to scholars, his loyalty to Islam, his efforts for the welfare of his people, and his bravery on the battlefield, Sultan Selim the Stern was a perfect role model for the generations after him. Selim said that he felt that the time for giving account to Almighty Allah had come, and in his last minutes on earth, he asked the people around him to recite Quran and died while reciting the Quran himself.
Suleiman the Magnificent. The 10th Sultan of the Ottoman Empire and 75th Islam Caliph, Suleiman the Magnificent was a Sultan at the peak of the empire. Suleiman the Magnificent was very meticulous in doing justice. He had all the laws written down and made sure that they were enforced. For that reason, he was known as Kanuni, the lawmaker. He was deeply attached to Allah and lived by Quranic moral values. He knew that all his achievements were blessings from Allah and always gave thanks to him. Suleiman the Magnificent ruled justly over vast lands from the Pacific Ocean to the Sea of Oman, from Hungary, the Crimea, and Kazan to Ethiopia by the commands of the Holy Quran. In the process of the preparation of his Book of Law, the Kanunami, and in the enforcement of these laws, he always consulted Islamic scholars. During his reign of 46 years, his sole aim was to spread Islam to wider territories. Suleiman the Magnificent expressed his love for Allah and our Prophet Muhammad in these words. Let us chant Allah, Allah, raise our flag, march on and conquer. I hope Abu Bakr and Umar will be our guides. My friend, let us march on and conquer. Ottoman books relate that Suleiman had a dream about the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, who told him, conquer Belgrade, Rhodes, and Baghdad, and then reconstruct my city. This dream deeply affected the Sultan and impelled him to do even more. During his reign, Suleiman, the most successful Sultan of the Ascension period, conducted many military campaigns in the East and Europe. During the military campaign in Austria, under the orders of the Sultan, Muslims settled in the fortress of Budin and started holding religious offices. Scholars were appointed and efforts to spread Islam in Europe stepped up. Together with the admiral of the fleet, Barbarossa Hayreddin Pasha Suleiman defeated a Christian armada at the Battle of Preveza. At Jerba, under the command of Togut Reis, he won the most glorious victory of Turkish Islamic history. With these victories, Suleiman liberated people oppressed by tyrannical rulers and introduced them to the compassion and justice of Islam. The Suleimani Mosque of Mimar Sinan also belongs to this period. As we have seen, Suleiman was a perfect Muslim, always defending and upholding the truth and the needy. Underlying his compassion, justice, and modernity was his devotion to the commands of the Quran. Allah states in a verse, I seek refuge in Allah from the accursed Satan. Allah does not forbid you from being good to those who have not fought you in the deen, or driven you from your homes, or from being just towards them. Allah loves those who are just. Ahmed the First. The 14th Ottoman Sultan and the 79th Islamic Caliph, Ahmed I was a very devout Muslim. As a very compassionate and wise Sultan, Ahmed I eliminated a tradition of murdering other potential claimants to the throne, a practice incompatible with the Quran and which provoked an outcry from the public. He provided major services for Mecca and Medina and worked to spread Islamic moral values. He had the Sultan Ahmed Mosque built in Istanbul, which still stands proudly even today. Ahmed I had the stone which held the footprints of the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, also known as the Kalam Sharif, sent to Istanbul from the Kayatbi Masjid in Egypt. The stone was first placed in the Ayyub Mosque. Later, when the construction of the Sultan Ahmed Mosque was finished, he had it brought there. In the meantime, he saw himself being judged in a council headed by the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. A Mamluk Sultan, Kayatbi, was complaining about him to the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and demanding the restoration of the Kadam Sharif. The Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, ruled that it should be returned to its former abode. Ahmed I described his dream to a council of scholars, including Aziz Mahmud Hudayi, and decided that the holy relic should be sent back. However, he had such a deep love for the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, that he had a crest made in the shape of the holy footprint of the Prophet Muhammad and wore it on the Caliph's turban on Fridays and on festival days. The Sultan was a skilled poet and penned the following famous lines, later engraved on stone next to the Kadam Sharif. He also carried the poem on his quilted turban until he died. If only I could carry it all the time with me on my head like a crown, the footprint of the Prophet Muhammad. That is the footprint of the Prophet Muhammad with the beautiful complexion. Ahmed, go on, rub your face on the feet of that rose. Abdul Hamid II. Another sultan who devoted himself to the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and his cause was Abdul Hamid II. He tried to show his loyalty to the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, by serving the holy lands and building Islamic Union. Due to his Islamic Union policy that he never compromised upon, the Sultan was always admired and supported by his people. As a result, he managed to preserve the Ottoman Empire, which was about to collapse for another 33 years. Abdul Hamid II believed that Islam was the only force binding the Ottoman Empire together, and said that the nation could only survive only if they adhered to Islam. To be revived, we do not need to imitate the Europeans, but to return to Islam, the real source of our power. Abdul Hamid II made great efforts to reinforce Islamic Union. The Hejaz-Baghdad Railway he built to strengthen relations with the Hejaz region and to improve communications was strong proof of this. Abdul Hamid was very sensitive to the negative attitude of Western countries, which were seeking to attack our religion. He harnessed the power of the state and neutralized them. But in the process, he attached great importance to freedom of religion and thought, and never compromised on justice in his administration. As a very compassionate person, he forgave the people who made an attempt on his life, a very rare phenomenon in world history. This showed that he followed Allah's commands and chose to forgive, just as commanded in the Quran, in which Allah says, "I seek refuge in Allah from the accursed Satan. Make allowances for people, command what is right, and turn away from the ignorant." Abdul Hamid never did anything contrary to the commands of Islam, and never allowed anyone else to do so either. He always expressed his loyalty to Allah. One example goes, "Our empire is the land of faith and religion, and so it will stay. If the religion is destroyed, it will be the end of our empire. Praise be to Allah, the Lord of all the worlds, the All-Merciful, the Most Merciful. the King of the Day of Judgment. You alone we worship, you alone we ask for help. Guide us on the straight path, the path of those who you have blessed, not of those with anger on them, nor of the misguided. In addition, Abdulhamid II placed great importance on education and never compromised on its quality. He would say, "No harm will come from educated men." The Sultan had a famous phrase he used, "Religion and science." He would say that the Ottoman Empire had to protect both, that only education could save the country, and that education should be on religion.
The biggest advances in education under Ottoman rule were achieved during his reign.
He sent many students to Europe in order to keep up with the science and technology in the Western world. Another proof of the love and respect of the Ottoman sultans for the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, was the value they attached to Sayyids, the descendants of the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him.
The Ottoman sultans pensioned the Sayyids and martyrs so that they would not be financially straitened and exempted them from taxes.
During the coronation of the sultans and the ensuing celebrations, Sayyids were shown great respect. It was a requirement under the law that the Sultan should first be congratulated by the highest ranking Sayyid, Nakib al-Ashraf. During these celebrations, the Sultans would rise to their feet to show their respect for Nakib al-Ashraf. When Ottoman Sultans launched military campaigns, they wanted to feel the support of the Sayyids and Sharifs. Therefore, the second highest ranking Sayyid, the person known as the Alemdar, would carry the banner and accompany the army. During this film, we have seen examples of the just rule of some of the Ottoman sultans who always lived by the Quranic principles.
These examples show us their submission to Allah, loyalty to the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and their efforts to spread Islamic moral values all over the world.
Ottoman sultans were successful rulers because they lived by Quranic moral values and looked to the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and their actions. Their subjects always lived happily and enjoyed high standards of living. However, after the collapse of the Ottoman Empire, turmoil ensued in the lands it once ruled. There was no more security, peace, or safety. As a result, wars and suffering replaced Ottoman justice. Even today, tensions, conflicts, and fighting still continue in lands that once belonged to the Ottoman Empire. In order to restore friendship, brotherhood, peace, and love to these lands, we must look to the practices of the Ottoman Empire and work to improve intercultural relations. The duty of today's Muslims is not only to praise the glorious past we once enjoyed, but also to work to exalt Islam today and in the future. Indeed, it is possible to build a similarly glorious civilization in which Muslims lead the world in terms of culture and civilization. If Muslims develop a peace-loving, compassionate, and modern culture, the Islamic world will be one of the greatest civilizations of the 21st century. Our Almighty Lord said that those who believe in the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and support the religion he brought, will find salvation both in this world and in the hereafter. I seek refuge in Allah from the accursed Satan. Those who believe in Him and honor Him and help Him and follow the light that has been sent down with Him, they are the ones who are successful.